Item 4 is PR 2019-3092, SD 2021-89, vacation of public right-of-way. This is for 1425 San Mateo between San Mateo Boulevard and Gibson. And let's go back to Tierra West. Is this going to be Mr. Bohannon?
Yes, Madam Chair, Ron Bohannon, 5571 Midway Park Place. I still swear to tell the truth.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead and update us from June 9th.
Madam Chair, this is a vacation alley, an alley vacation we did last year. We took it all the way through City Council, was approved. Trying to work through the property disposal with real property because of COVID, we never did get all of our property valuations done in time. And so we ran out of the time element for the 1 year. So we are back at it, basically doing the same alley vacation. Since then, we've updated the church parking lot and still are working with the fire marshals for a gated access. And then we will work, Gene, with the church to get a platted public easement hammerhead on the west end of this easement. With that, I'll stand for any questions.
Okay, thank you for that update, because I was having deja vu in looking at this. Like, I thought we finished this one. It wasn't just a sketch plat or something. So thank you for explaining the history. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 4, which is at 1425 San Mateo Boulevard? Please raise your hand or press star 9 or speak up. Okay, I'm not seeing anyone. Let's go to Water Authority for comments.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. We have no objection. The Water Authority infrastructure is not in the area and is not affected. Thank you.
Code enforcement.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. Code Enforcement has no comments or objections.
Parks and Rec.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation Department. No additional comments.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. At the time of plat, please provide a cross lot drainage easement between the proposed lots, name, maintenance, responsibility, and beneficiary. Also at the time of plat, provide a grading and drainage plan for the proposed turnaround along with an infrastructure list.
We understand.
Transportation.
Yes, this is Jean Wolfenbarger with Transportation. Signatured approvals from all property owners adjacent to the proposed vacated alleyway right-of-way is required, and the opposite adjacent property owner is entitled to half of the vacated alleyway. And we also already discussed the turnaround requirements. And my last discussion with the fire marshal Antonio was that the fire department did not utilize the alleyways. So I wasn't sure what your recent discussions have been, but that's my understanding.
Madam Chair, Ron Bohannon, thank you, Gene. We had a call into him, but I had not updated him since we got the comment. So we'll circle back around, just double check. And we have old letters we're getting updated on the adjoining property owners' release of the ownership as well.
Thank you. This is Jean with Transportation. Yeah, just go ahead and make sure the turnaround is still meets DPM standards for larger vehicles, mainly, I think, for solid waste reasons. Or if solid waste does not utilize the alleyways, then just get some approval from them on a smaller turnaround. Thank you.
Madam Chair, Ron Bohannon, we will.
Planning comments.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. The applicant has adequately justified the right-of-way vacation pursuant to 6-6-M-3 of the IDO. And we just note that the proposed alleyway is 3,600 square feet. The vacation is 3,600 square feet, exceeding the 500 square foot requirement for City Council approval. Therefore, the DRB will be a recommending body for the vacation request. That's all we have. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So it looks like you're working on updating the letters from the adjacent property owners. So I'm think wanting to work with you on a deferral date.
No, Madam Chair, the letters are in to basically tell them that they do not want the right of way. So my suggestion is is to recommend this approval to the governing body, the city council. Then when we come back in front of with the plat, we would have those letters in the file saying that they do not want half of the right of way that's being vacated. That's the letters that we
wrote. Okay. Okay. Now, where are the letters that they're agreeing to the vacation?
There's a letter in the church from the church with the two of the other members that was sent into Jay earlier this week. Jamie Garcia's on the line as well, but we had sent in, that's the only other properties that had objected before. All the other letters are in the file, to my understanding.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I'll pull up the revised submittal that we received here. I think this has the letter. Do you guys have those available to screen share?
Jamie, do you have that handy?
Send it to Jane.
This is Jay.
So how many property owners are involved that go beyond SWCW LLC?
One, the church.
One, the church? Okay.
Yeah. The applicant owns the other three parcels, or four parcels.
This is Jay Rodman. Did you send me the email?
Jamie, can you unmute? Thank you.
I'm sending it right now.
Thank you.
And while we're doing that, let me just check with Ms. Wolfenberger, because I wasn't applying as hard a standard. It sounded like she had some items that needed to be addressed still. Ms. Wolfenberger, where do you stand on this if we are able to get the, see that the other property owner has agreed to the vacation?
This is Jean with transportation. We were still working on that turnaround. That's probably a deferred item.
Okay. So that's
Madam Chair.
Excuse me.
Madam Chair Rombohannon, that my understanding that would be a condition of plat approval. That's how we had it set up last time.
Ms. Wolfenberger, your comment on that?
This is Jean Wolfenberger with transportation. I can create a finding on the vacation and then also make this a condition of plat approval.
And I don't think we can make conditions on this because we're recommending an action to the city council. Correct, Ms. Gould?
Sorry about that. This is Maggie Gould. Yes. So we can add findings saying that something is required at the time of the preliminary plat, but Madam Chair, you're correct that because we are the recommending body, we're sending a recommendation of council of approval or denial or whatever to council.
Madam Chair Rombohannon, if I may, if any platting, I mean, just if you think through the platting action, you would have, just with any other platting action, you would have conditions under that platting action, whether it's an IIA or whatever. And so that's pretty standard protocol. So you're vacating this alleyway. You're saying it's okay to vacate this alleyway. The one finding is, yes, you need a turnaround, but you have that jurisdiction at the time of plat. So it's not like you're giving up anything and you need that now before it goes to city council.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I just want to jump in real quick to say that we received a letter from the church.
Jay, let's just hold that and let this item finish out. So Ms. Wolfenberger.
This is Jean Wolfenbugger with Transportation. I just wanted to reach out to Ernest. Ernest, you had mentioned something about an infrastructure list.
Ernest Armijo Hydrology. Yeah, for when, for that would be at the time of plat for the proposed turnaround.
This is Jean Wolfenbugger with Transportation. I can accept the way we'll move forward with just finding.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Wolfenbugger. Now, Mr. Rodenbeck, let's go ahead with what you've got presented on the screen.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. This is the letter from the church.
Okay, and it says, with this understanding, let's see, the remaining alley will consist solely of property that is part of the now existing alley, and there will be no requirement to use in any way land presently owned by Ridgecrest Christian Church. With this understanding, we rescind our objection to this vacation of the alleyway as shown in the diagram and give our approval. And signed by Jake Tausch, elder of Ridgecrest Christian Church, and Cheryl Coulter, chairman of, I'm not sure, if you scroll down a bit, of the Board of Trustees. Okay. All right. I think with that, we can switch course and vote on an action on this. Does anyone have any further comments that we should be considering? Okay. Then I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application for a vacation of public right-of-way, and go ahead and vote.
Lynn Carter, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Joel Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Gene Wolfenbugger with Transportation, I approve, but I would also like to make a finding that the turnaround must be established prior to platting action with any infrastructure requirements shown on the infrastructure list and after coordination with both the fire department and solid waste. Thank you.
And this is Jolene Wolfley, DRB chair, and I approve. There is a consensus vote to approve item 4, project PR 2019-3092, application SD 2021-89, vacation of public right-of-way. And I guess that approval is a recommendation to the City Council to approve, with the finding as stated by Transportation, and this approval is because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO and DPM. Okay, thank you, Mr. Bohannon.
Thank you. And I'm going to be quiet from here on out. Vince and Vinny are going to handle
it. All right, we've taken all your energy. Let's go to